Millie, have you ever seen a panda?
Yes, but only on TV. How about you, Clayton?
I've seen one kind of panda. It's called the red panda. But it's different from the black and white panda that we've been talking about.
The red panda. It sounds interesting. Okay, so what does it look like?
Well, it has red hair, and it lives up in a tree, and it's not very big, but it's quite cute. I saw it in the zoo.
That's really interesting. 我还不知道有这样另外一种的 panda, 叫 red panda, 是有红色的毛哦。
Well, today we're going to talk more about the black and white panda.
Right. 我们今天呢是要继续我们昨天的课程哦，是关于这个 black and white panda, 而不是 red panda. So we are going to learn more about its babies and its food.
So let's have a look at today's lesson.
Meet the panda.
Reading A. The panda spends 16 hours a day eating. It eats about 20 kilograms of bamboo every day. But did you know that it also eats meat? Small animals, such as rats and fish, are some of its favorite foods.In the zoo, it even enjoys milk, honey, and eggs.
So, Clayton, how much time do you spend eating food?
Well, let's see. I spend about 10 minutes eating breakfast, maybe 20 minutes for lunch, and half an hour for dinner, sometimes more.
So, about an hour?
Yeah, I guess about an hour. Why do you ask?
Well, it's because pandas spend 16 hours a day eating.
Wow, 16 hours a day eating. That's a really long time. So if they spend 16 hours a day, that means they use 16 hours a day for eating. So we can spend time. We can also spend money.
这里呢有一个动词叫做 spend, OK, spend 呢是花费的意思，后面可以接时间，也可以接金钱。那如果我们说花费时间或是花费金钱去做什么事情的话，后面我们要用的是 ving, so spend time doing something, spend money doing something. So Clayton, can you give us one example?
Sure. Nadine spent 3 hours doing her homework.
Nadine spent 3 hours doing her homework. 这里我们要的是 V-I-N-G, doing. 那大家注意一下，就是 spend 它的三态是比较特别的。Spend, spent, spent. 所以大家注意一下变化哦。So pandas spend 16 hours a day eating. So do you think they get fat?
Well, I know that people would get fat if they spent 16 hours a day eating.But you know, pandas' bodies are different. They mostly eat bamboo. Now, bamboo probably won't make you fat, even if you eat a lot of it. So, pandas need to eat a lot of bamboo to keep their bodies healthy and strong.
Bamboo 呢就是竹子的意思哦，所以他们每天要吃很多的竹子呢，来让他们保持身体的健康。So how much bamboo do they need a day?
Well, they eat about 20 kilograms of bamboo a day. So that means sometimes they eat a bit more, sometimes they eat a bit less. Now here is another example for about. Anthony wakes up.At about 7 o'clock. Now this means some days he wakes up about 6:45, or other days he wakes up at 7:10. But he always wakes up close to 7 o'clock.
所以刚 Clayton 讲那个例句哦， Anthony wakes up at about 7. 所以他是大约七点的时候起床的，有可能是七点五分、七点十五或是六点五十等等的。所以当我们不确定那个数字的时候，我们就可以用 about。 那比如说另外一个句子，我昨天花了大约一小时做我的作业， I spent about 1 hour doing my homework yesterday.
So pandas don't only eat bamboo, because even though there is a lot of bamboo in the forest,It takes a long time to eat. So pandas like to eat other things, like meat or fish.
But Clinton, this sentence is a bit confusing here. It says rats and fish are some of its favorite foods. But I think favorite means the one thing that you like most, right?
Well, yes, it can mean that. But people can have more than one favorite.For example, someone might say, This is one of my favorite songs. So it means that they have a lot of songs that they like and a few songs that they really love. Those are their favorites.
Favorite 呢，它是一个形容词。那我们在中文的时候把它翻作最喜欢的、最爱的。所以大家可能会以为说，哦，只能够选一个。OK, 可是在英文的时候呢，其实你可以不止一个的。所以我们常听到人家讲说，比如说 Yesterday Once More is one of my favorite songs. 它是我最喜欢的歌曲当中的一首。所以其实你可以有很多 favorite things, 然后是 one of them.
Well, the panda is one of my favorite animals, and we'll learn more about it after a short break.
Don't go away.
Meet the panda.
Reading B. Pandas need lots of care, too. A newborn panda is pink and only the size of a mouse. It could die very easily. So, for the first few days, the mother looks after it day and night. Mother's Day is coming up.Baby pandas really should get their mothers some super gifts.
So, Millie, do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a dog, and it needs a lot of care.
Yeah, pets need a lot of care. You need to give them food, water, you need to let them exercise, make sure that they're clean, do lots of things for them.
Care 呢，这里是当名词，它就是照顾的意思哦。所以呢，宠物呢是需要我们很多的照顾的哦。Pets need a lot of care. OK， 那我们这边看到 ，pandas need lots of care when they are babies, right?
Right, especially when they are newborn babies. Now, newborn just means that you were just born, so you are less than 1 year old.So, the newborn pandas are very, very small. So, they need a lot of care.
Newborn 呢是一个形容词，它指的就是新生的。所以我们常听到人家讲新生儿，就叫做 a newborn baby. 所以 newborn pandas 就是刚出生没多久的这些小熊猫们。
So, the reading tells us that a newborn panda is the size of a mouse.So, if something is the size of something else, that means it is as big or as small as that thing. So, a newborn panda is as small as a mouse.
刚出生的这个小 panda 呢，真的很小哦。It's only the size of a mouse. The size of something 就是什么东西的大小。所以刚出生的这个 little panda 呢 ，newborn panda,It's only the size of a mouse. 它的大小呢，只有像老鼠一般的大小哦。所以真的是 very tiny, very small.
So panda mothers must look after their little babies. That means they must care for them and protect them.
Look after 呢，这里是一个动词的片语哦。它的意思就是照顾、 照顾什么人哦 ，look after someone。那我们常在中文时候会听到人家讲保重，多保重自己啊 ，look after yourself。So Clayton, can you give us another example?
Sure. Shelley needs to look after her little brother when her parents go away.
所以呢，这个 Shelley 呢，她必须要照顾她的弟弟哦，尤其是当爸妈不在的时候。So she has to look after her little brother.
Right. And panda mothers need to look after their babies day and night.Now, day and night, that just means all the time.
这个 day and night 呢，照字面看就是白天跟黑夜，那就是有点像我们说的日以继夜的，就是一直怎么样，总是怎么样。Okay, so for example, my father has been working day and night. He's very tired. So, Clayton, is there anything that you do day and night?
Well, I guess I read day and night.I read at work, I read when I'm on the MRT, I read when I'm at home. Well, I don't read while I'm sleeping, unless I dream about reading.
Wow. Well, Clayton, so can you read the next sentence for us and tell us what it means?
Sure. It says, Mother's Day is coming up. Now, Mother's Day is a special holiday.It's a day where we can show our love for our mothers and say, thank you for being my mom and doing so many things for me.
Mother's Day 呢指就是所谓的母亲节。Usually on this day, we will give cards to our mothers. 所以呢在这一天呢我们都会送卡片然后呢告诉妈妈们 I love you.
So coming up means something is coming soon.So this sentence just means that Mother's Day will be here soon.
Something is coming up means something is coming soon. 就是什么东西呢即将到来了。所以呢 Mother's Day is coming up. That means Mother's Day is coming soon. 即将到来哦。
And that's why the last sentence says, Baby pandas should give their mothers super gifts. It just means...that because panda mothers looked after their babies so well, the babies should give them really good gifts.
That's right. And it's time for word power, so don't go away.
Word power.
Today's first word power word is spend. Spend.
Spend 是动词哦，花费的意思。那大家要注意一下它的三态哦，它的变化是 spend, spent, spent, spend, spent, spent.
Josh spends an hour a day studying math.
Josh 呢，他每天花一个小时的时间读数学哦。
About, about.
About 它是副词，大约。
About 3,000 people went to the concert.
大约有三千人哦去参加这场演唱会。Well, I think it must be a great concert.
Must be. Newborn. Newborn.
Newborn 是形容词，刚出生的。
Everyone smiled at the newborn baby.
每个人都对着这个新生儿微笑。
That's true. Little babies make people smile. And the last one is look after. Look after.
Look after, 它是一个片语，照顾。
Kate needs to look after her little sister after school.
Kate 下课之后呢，得去照顾她妹妹哦。
She must be a busy girl.
Yeah, and I think she's a great sister.
I think so too. Okay, everybody, that's it for word power, but don't go away.
So, Adam, you went shopping yesterday, right?
Yes, I did go shopping.
So, what did you buy?
I bought some pants, I bought some shirts, and I bought this hat.
Wow, cool hat. So how much?
3,000 NT.
You spend 3,000 NT on a hat? That's too expensive. And wait, this Saturday is my birthday, so did you get anything for me?
Well, I baked you a cake, and I spent 6 hours making it.
好，这里我们来看一下 spend 这个动词哦，它的句型呢一定要是以一个人当主词，然后 spend 花上一些时间或者花上一些金钱，后面呢要用动名词或者是 on 再加上一个名词。比方说 Adam 他刚刚花了3000元买一顶帽子，我可以说 He spent 3000 NT buying a hat. He spent 3000 NT buying a hat. 同样的也可以说 He spent 3,000 NT on a hat. 那另外呢 spend 它后面也可以指花费时间，比方他刚提到他真的非常贴心哦。He spent 6 hours baking a cake for me. 他花了6个小时的时间哦，来帮我烤一个蛋糕。
Well, aren't you excited to try that cake?
I think it will be really delicious.
I hope so.
Meet the panda.
The panda spends 16 hours a day eating. It eats about 20 kilograms of bamboo every day. But did you know that it also eats meat? Small animals, such as rats and fish, are some of its favorite foods.In the zoo, it even enjoys milk, honey, and eggs. Pandas need lots of care, too. A newborn panda is pink and only the size of a mouse. It could die very easily. So, for the first few days,The mother looks after it day and night. Mother's Day is coming up. Baby pandas really should get their mothers some super gifts. Review time!
True or false for today's review time?
我们今天的 review time 呢是是非题哦 ,true or false?
Number one, pandas spend about 16 hours a day eating.
I think it's true, right? 所以熊猫呢它们一天会花16个小时的时间在吃东西哦。
It is true, but that's a really long time.
Yeah, 16 hours a day eating? I can't imagine that.
Number two,Pandas only eat bamboo and never eat meat.
熊猫呢它们只吃竹子哦它们不吃肉。I think it's false. It's wrong.
They like to eat bamboo, but they like to eat meat even more.
所以呢它们不只吃这个竹子哦它们还吃肉 meat and fish, 还有鱼 right?
Number three, a newborn panda...is as large as a big dog.
刚出生的这个新生的 panda, 它们呢像大狗一样的大。I think it's wrong, it's false.
Pandas are only the size of a mouse when they are born.
所以它们刚出生的时候呢只像小老鼠一样的大小而已哦所以不可能像狗一样的大。
Right.Okay, everybody, that's it for review time, but there's more of the show, so don't go away.
Living phrases. Day and night.
Day and night.
You play video games day and night. Make some friends.
I make new friends on the net day and night.
You should go out and exercise like me.
But you shop day and night.
It's better than staying at home day and night.
Then why don't you go shopping now?
I am going. Don't sit there day and night. Come with me.
Just for fun.
Okay, we have another amazing animal today. Siobhan, can you tell us which animal it is?
Well, today we're going to be talking about the flamingo. I've seen flamingos before. They're a really interesting looking animal. They have really long legs, really long necks, and they're even pink sometimes.
Oh, so I've seen these birds before. They usually live in the water, and you can see them in big groups sometimes.
Yeah, like a flock of flamingos.
So here is our amazing animal fact. A flamingo can eat only when its head is upside down.
Wait a minute, that sounds so strange. How can that be?
Well, I never eat with my head upside down. It just stays in the same place, and I move my mouth. But for the flamingo, it's different because it eats with its head in the water.
Wow, I can't do anything when I have my head underwater except for hold my breath.
Well, the flamingo is actually looking for small things when its head is in the water. So it needs to put its head upside down, and then it will take some water in its mouth and then hold the things it wants to eat, and then move its head around, and the things it doesn't want to eat will come out.
Wow, it sounds like the flamingo is pretty smart.
Yeah, it knows how to get things out of the water and eat them, even if they're very small.
So what kind of things does the flamingo eat?
Well, it eats little things like seeds and plants that grow in the water.
Ooh, sounds kind of yuck. I don't know if I'd want to be a flamingo, although I would like to be pink.
Well, I think that if you were a pink flamingo, you would love to eat those little yucky things in the water.
Probably.
Okay, everybody. The flamingo, our amazing animal that can eat only when its head is upside down in the water.